We only love and should be loved.
Activities for the 2023 general elections will enter critical stages in a couple of days' time, because that's when the embargo on campaigns will be lifted by the electoral body. It is on this note that I welcome you to a fresh package of your number one educative and interactive program on radio. This is Homefront Radio, live from the award-winning radio station Sobe 101.9 FM in the beautiful city of Ilorin. This is a program that focuses on issues in relations with our dear state of Harmony and Kora State. Today is the 20th day in the month of September. It's beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And you are still welcome to the broadcasting station of Sobe FM, the station that nestled on the hilltop of Sobe here in Ilorin. I am Abdullahi Dari Akogun. You call me the Radio General. You can follow us on our website, www.sobefm.com, on Facebook, Sobe 101.9 FM, or Radio Garden, to follow us on all our programs wherever you may be around the world. The theme for the 77th session is a watershed moment, the transformative solutions to interlocking challenges. And key topics of discussion at the 2022 United Nations General Assembly includes the war in Ukraine, the global energy crisis, climate actions, and of course, ending the COVID-19 pandemic. And climate change is a defining crisis of our time, and it is happening even more quickly than we feared. But we are far from powerless in the face of this global threat. As Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, pointed out in September, the climate emergency is a race we are losing, but is a race we can win. No corner of the globe is immune from the devastating consequences of climate change, rising temperatures, and fueling environmental degradation, natural disasters, weather extremes, food and water insecurity, economic disruption, conflict, and terrorism. Sea levels are rising. The Arctic is melting. Coral reefs are dying. Oceans are acidifying, and forests are burning. And it's clear that business as usual is not good enough. As the infinite cost of climate change reaches irreversible heights, now is the time for bold collective action. And now come what is called the SDG moment. And the SDG moment serves to place an annual spotlight on the Sustainable Development Goals and will be aired at the beginning of the United Nations General Assembly High Level Week. It takes place as the world faces a deepening cost of living crisis that carries huge implications for the advancement of the SDGs, especially in developing countries. And at a time of great uncertainty, the SDGs, which is a blueprint for ending poverty, tackling the climate crisis, and boosting the economy, show the way forward to a better future for all on a safe and healthy planet. So that's what we'll be looking at on the program today. And joining me to discuss this is a climate activist and an SDG youth ambassador. He's also a youth advocate. He has attended workshops, seminars, and conferences across the world. He's no other person than the world-famous executive director of Brain Builders Youth Development Initiative, Abidin Olasupo. Good afternoon and welcome to the program this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
What is the SDG moment 2022 is all about? What was it all about?
All right. Thank you very much. So, like, you have said, the SDG is what the world agreed on after the expiration of the Millennium Development Goals in 2015. And it's a set of 17 goals to, banish poverty, hunger, issues around unemployment, peace, justice, climate, at all. It's what all global presidents, all global leaders, concluded on, that to solve the problem of humanity, which, cannot be said to be 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 things. So in the long run, if you look at it, issues around poverty, issues around hunger, issues around education, issues around water, issues around gender equality, issues around decent work and economic growth, even climate change, life on land, life on water, partnership for the goals, peace, justice, and strong institutions are what has been incorporated into this. It's just, unfortunate that, since 2015 to date, which is about 7 years, and we have been 8 years to go, a whole lot of, country are still lagging behind, no thanks to COVID-19 pandemic that has, disrupted a whole lot of activities. So the SDGs are a set of 17 goals that the whole world at the United Nations General Assembly agreed on to have like a target so that by the end of 2030, to a very large extent, if not all will have been achieved. So this goal, there is always a celebration every year to mark what exactly, you know, we have achieved in terms of a country. You will agree with me that as we speak, President Muhammadu Buhari is also in the New York as well to give the status update of what Nigeria has been able to achieve since 2021 till 2022. So each world leader will go to the United Nations, which is a committee of all the presidents and world leaders as well, to give like a status update of how far we have gone in terms of, you know, reducing poverty, in terms of ensuring, you know, zero hunger, in terms of, you know, talking about our climate issues. So there is always a particular week in September that we call the Global Week of Action.
Okay.
Through this Global Week of Action, non-governmental organization, activist, campaigner, civil society organization, faith-based organization, community-based organization, take to different initiatives to celebrate this week by engaging critical stakeholders to talk about the global goals, by engaging critical stakeholders to formulate policy and chart a way forward towards, you know, achieving the goal, and as well devising strategy and methodology towards monitoring and evaluation of the goal, implementation of the goal, domestication of the goal, and as well use that opportunity as well to showcase talent to the world in terms of young people, in terms of, you know, private sector leaders, in terms of, you know, media organization like yours giving opportunity to propagate this gospel of the SDGs, and as well in terms of young people who are artists using their own knowledge, expertise, you know, to create and to support the achievement of the global goals.
All right, now thank you. Now, what are the 2022 program overview?
Yeah, for the 2022 program, we are targeting like three things.
Okay.
We are targeting issues around climate. We are targeting issues around peace, and we are targeting issues around, you know, justice.
Okay.
We are targeting peace because you will believe with me. Let me take it from Nigeria here.
Okay.
Even in Nigeria here, we have a lot of people agitating for issues around secession. We have a lot of Nigerians leveraging on the fact that, you know, because we have a few months to the election time, trying to, you know, breach the peace that we have always enjoyed. We have Nigerians that have taken, you know, issues around kidnapping as something that is, you know, their own daily life or their own daily business.
Okay.
So peace. And for the peace delivery, we are starting from Ukraine. We are calling on world leaders because, you know, the fight between Ukraine and Russia is something that has really affected a whole lot. So we are calling on the world leader to do like a ceasefire and a withdrawal of the Russian forces against Ukraine. We are also calling on for global commitment to reduce military expenditures without value, because we believe some of this expenditure could be, you know, diverted into reducing issues around poverty, hunger, which we know is affecting a whole lot of people at the grassroots community.
Okay.
So on climate as well, you will agree with me that, you know, over time, especially in grassroots community, and I've always said this, thanks to, you know, journalists like you and, you know, a media platform like your own self that has always amplified the voice of the voiceless, that has always amplified the voice of the grassroots, those who are greatly affected by the climate change, those who will not be able to attend the conference of parties in Egypt this year, those who were not at Glasgow last year as well, and who are grossly affected by issues around this. Pardon me as well, for the emphasis of some of us who understand Yoruba, there is what our forefather always called Omiyale Agbaraya Shop.
Yes.
There is nothing that is causing this, if not for the fact that issues around climate change, that our government has not taken into cognizance from years about. But I'm not going to totally blame the Nigerian government for this.
Okay. Because I'm actually coming to that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Unfortunately, most organizations, especially international and corporate institutions, who pollute the atmosphere, than even Africa here, are not really committed into climate financing. And that's the reason why, as we speak, we still have thousands of people out there who never knew anything around climate, who never knew that, you know, it's as a result of climate. Who never knew that even climate education has, you know, a ramifying effect in causing issues around violence? Who never knew that even climate issues is the reason why when we go to some of our schools and there is a heavy wind and rainfall, then the roofing sheet of our schools gets, you know, pulled off, and as a result, a lot of kids are not able to attend school, contributing directly or indirectly to the number of out of school children in Nigeria, which is a cycle. No? Kudos to the Nigerian government last year. After, I was fortunate to be one of the delegates that attended the conference of party in Glasgow last year. When we came back, I had the opportunity to engage the leadership of the then Senate president on issues around climate change bill. Because this is a bill that has been on the table of Mr. President for time immemorial. The bill, alongside other things, is trying to involve those who are critically affected by some of this, especially the farmers in grassroots community, to come to the round table with the government and chart a way forward. Hopefully, with the advent of that bill now, Nigeria as a whole and Africa in the long run, we have a cause to, you know, reduce issues around climate and its effects. Mm-hmm. So in clear terms, we are calling on world leader. There is something we call the Paris Agreement. We are calling on world leader to deliver on this Paris Agreement. Because even before I attended COP26 last year, I wrote an article that enough of the talk shows. Yes. We need more of actions as regards issue on climate change. So we call on them to deliver on the Paris Agreement and, of course, also protect the ecosystem and, you know, implement environmental law. It will be my joy to see Kwara State government domesticating this climate change bill so that, you know, awareness could be carried out and, you know, platform like yours could be leveraged on to orientate people and the general public. Then for justice, you asked me for the three things that this year's own is focused on. I've talked about peace, I've talked about climate change. Yeah. So the best way we explain this is, you know, over time when you engage Nigerians, a lot of people on the street might not really believe in the judicial system again. Mm-hmm. Because of issues around corruption, because of issues around allegation. Though, of course, some of us might not really have a concrete data to back this up. But you go to the streets, you get feedback from the citizen. What do they feel about the judiciary process? Is it a longer time that we should talk about? Let me give you a case study of Kenya. The election petition tribunal decided in a number of weeks. So take it into cognizance in Nigeria.
Yeah, I think the electoral law that was recently signed actually seeks to take care of that.
Hopefully, there will be a change in dynamics of our justice system. But of course, among what organizations are advocating for is for the judicial autonomy as well. Okay. It's for increased funding for the judiciary, and it's also for, you know, the human rights to really be given a leverage and, you know, given an opportunity that every Nigerian citizen, no matter his caliber, his social status, his religious or socio-political belief, should have access to adequate justice system. Uh-oh. So this is in alignment with, you know, different goals of the SDG, particularly the SDG 16, which has to do with peace, justice, and strong institutions.
So, my question. Now, basically, you talked about government not doing enough, but, you know, from last year, you know, the president of the country, you know, presented what Nigeria aims to achieve, you know, in reducing the climate crisis in the country, like with a target of 2030. And with that, recently, an initiative was launched by the vice president, you know, as one of the means to, you know, cut emissions. Now, the government can be said to be trying to be doing its own part. You know, fine, in this part of the world, there's difference between, you know, implementing and designing a policy and then implementing such policy. Now, what about the people? There have always been advocacy campaigns on radios and newspapers and what have you about, you know, people always throwing dirt in inappropriate manner. Probably whenever there is rain, they throw dirt in the waterways. Some people will not, you know, clean their environment as a when due. Some in some areas, there will not be adequate drainage. They will be actually calling for the government. Why some people, probably they have a plot of land, 100 by 150, and they want to make use of all that 100 by 150 without considering other people in that area, or also making provision for right of waterways. What can you say about the people also? How can the people actually come in this thing as the government is doing its own?
That was a very brilliant question from you. And, you know, I quite appreciate the fact that, you know, you localized, you know, the case study. Mm-hmm. So while we continue to call on the government to do their own, while international governmental non-government organizations are doing their own, while local non-governmental are doing their own, while academicians and, you know, media platforms like yours are doing their own, the onus lies on us as citizens. And I'm using this leverage, this opportunity again to call on us as citizens. You know, it will do us no good if we continue to say, oh, fine, we want to maximize or we want to use all our resources without, you know, thinking about the second person. Because in the long run, the government cannot cater for all our wants or all our desires. They can't even be at all the places at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the onus lies on us to see ways to which we can collaborate and complement the efforts of the government. And one of the ways to which we can do that as well is to activate, you know, pick that trash challenge. Okay. Or, you know, keep it until you can bin it. Imagine if you buy puff at the roadside, and it was used to there was a nylon that was used to sell that puff for you. Can you put the nylon of that puff inside your car or inside your pocket until you see a rural bin where you can dispose it? That is what exactly you should do as a citizen, and not just throw it because, you know, oh, there are the people who are sweepers who will sweep it by the roadside. What if they do not get to see it, and there is an every rainfall, so the rainfall pack everything together, then there is a blockage of sewage. So from that, you know, there will be overflooding, and we still continue to complain that, oh, as a result of flood, as a result of issues around the erosion, we lost 2 lives, we lost 3 lives. So if a citizen, in our own individual and in little way capacity, we are not trying to do this, then sincerely, we might really not have that guts and audacity to say we can blame the government. Another thing we can do as well, as landowners, as real estate developers, as even owners of, you know, buildings as well, we should, you know, try to design the plan of our building in consonance with, you know, the climate reality as well. When you are building houses, you should give leverage of, you know, passage of sewage, proper passage of sewage, proper passage of, you know, aeration. Gutters should be erected in a normal way and not just, you know, because you want to maximize profits and you believe, oh, there's no benefit that any government is doing for you. We are our own self-government as well. Mm-hmm. And I've always said it. The highest office in the land is the office of the citizen. Mm-hmm. So if you're not leveraging on that office of the citizen to, you know, work in sync with ourselves by activating collaboration or competition, sincerely, in the next few years, we might get it worse than this. So as citizens, I'm charging us, please, let's take action in our own little way to complement the efforts of the government. We are necessary, of course, let's call the government out. Let's engage with them. Let them see reason why, you know, they need to be involved and engaged and, you know, complement our efforts. But the Yoruba will always say, "Boni bagba se pigbe en wa buchi bagbe." So if you want the government to come to your side, and you know, when they come, even the little things that you are supposed to do is not done. So it's not going to be possible. The government will even not be encouraged to, you know, take action. So I'm using this opportunity of the Global Week of Action for 2022 to implore citizens, to implore our parents at home, to implore young person like me as well. Even in your area, you can start from your area, you can start from your street. Advocate for proper disposal of waste. So that when people pick things, they know, oh, Mr. Waste is coming. So they won't even be able to, you know, drop down by the roadside and, you know, one way or the other, you are playing your own role as an advocate of the sustainable development goal in your own little way in the local community as well.
All right. Thank you very much. In case you are listening to us and want to be part of this program, fine, we have a little time more on the program, but we can still squeeze in one or two more calls. Now, the number so called is 091-242-21019. That is 091-242-21019 0051-899-241 0051-899-241. Probably, I think we have our first caller this afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Please. Ibrahim from Gulf.
Ibrahim from Gulf. Let's have your thoughts on the program.
I would like to commend your guest in the studio.
Okay.
You see, on the issue of climate change, what I see, what I observe in it is that the reason why the climate change is disturbing us in this country is that the nonchalant attitude of the masses.
Yes.
The reason why is that, for example, if a rainfall like this, they will dispose the refuse.
Yeah, in the waterways.
In the flood, which is not supposed to be. So on the part of the government are not doing the making. So we just want the government to do the making so that the masses will see them as a good example. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ibrahim.
From Gakobi.
Yeah, like probably they
prosecute.
Yeah,
offenders.
Because they're actually laws. Yes, there are laws that are in place that people that do this and do that.
Take action by prosecuting offenders. When they prosecute offenders and, you know, they prosecute an individual, it will serve as deterrent to others. Because in the long run, those who leverage on, you know, the rainfall to pull all the rebels out, It might not even affect their own house.
Yes.
It might be serving as a disservice to the other person in the other hand. So that's the reason why, you know, the government needs to come on board to prosecute offenders.
Yeah, all right. Now, probably quickly on our Facebook page, we have Agubi Ade Sharif. He's greeting us and said, good afternoon too. Then we have Kazim Jeba. He said, well done watching live from Onisha. Thank you very much, Kazim.